taking it. Would it have been that great exile? Never know. There's another future I'll never see. When I think back, it could have been you and me. I'm wishing I had seen an ending with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With you, you, with you, you. With you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With you. Apartment balcony, you confessed your love. I should have agreed and took you home with me. Now I regret letting you walk. Yeah, you walked. You walked away. Seemed like a good choice. Is it a mistake? Yeah, I'm taking it. Would it have been that good? Yes, I'll never know. There's another future I'll never see. When I think back, it could have been you and me. Now I am wishing I had seen an ending.
Town that has with nothing to show. Right back where you started out with empty pockets, empty hands. Did someone let you down? You've hit the wall, you're just another deadbeat. No one in this town. But you haven't seen this through. Is there nothing you can do? Stop playing by their rules, 'cause they don't know the truth. For God's sake, don't settle. You are made of stronger metal than that, my friend. Don't break, don't bend. It's time to settle down. Or is that what you tell yourself when you are worried you'll be found? Another failure in a crowd. There's something you should do. Stop playing by their rules, 'cause they don't know the truth. For God's sake, don't settle. You are made of stronger metal than that, my friend. Don't break, don't bend. For God's sake, don't settle.
Most of them bore me.
most of them fade. Down by the flowing Crow River, I'll be delivered, I'll be remade. It is said that Jesus wept when he saw that place he'd meet his death, but I swear I've been smiling since I left. I swear I've been smiling since I left.
Something that you said I related to, because you and I were doing the same thing when we were in our 20s, which is we were pitching ideas to celebrities.
Right.
And that could be a really scary thing from experience.
Yeah. And there were plenty of moments of like hilarious, naive arrogance.
Yeah.
Of like, I got this. Like, here's my idea for you. And even more so if something got picked and was being produced, saying, I feel like when you come out of the puff of smoke, go like that, you know, like do it a little bigger, like to a comedy legend. Or like that thing of where you'd write for the host in your mind. That was the other funny thing, is like, I'd be like, no, do it like you. Like, we wrote this for you. So do what we think your signature thing is that you in your head are like, what? Like, you know, do the thing where you go like, get out of here. And they'd be like, I don't do that. And they'd be like, yeah, you do. Do it. Then would be put in my place correctly by some people gently. But like you could see in their eyes, like, do what now? And you go, right, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I will say I also learned if someone's unwilling and you can. And I don't know, maybe you had a different experience. If they aren't doing it well a couple times in a row, they don't want to do it.
Yes.
And as much as I believe in my comedy sketch idea and demand that it be on the air, and as much as I'm exhausted and chain smoking and, you know, I have had too much coffee and I'm like, he's doing it wrong. Like, I was like, this person doesn't want to do this. And so let's, like, we wouldn't pull it, but let's mentally be prepared that this will probably get cut.
Right.
And that's like that's collaborating, which like I learned, I was like, it's something about the wording or something about the way in, it's not clicking with them. They can't wrap their head around it. You don't just jam that into someone's mouth and go, say it. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Was that something where you sort of had to learn how to make peace and...
Yes. Especially with monologues. People would say jokes in a way it'd be like, that was great. I'd like pause right before that part. I think I'd be good. Like throw in a little pause. Great. Let's do it again. You're like, I think like, but I think it's like, you know, da 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 da. Like, you know, like I just think that pause will help, you know, do it wrong again. You'd be like, And they'd be like, they'd be like, I don't like that joke. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're always like, oh, you haven't liked that joke all week. And you, oh, sorry. And like, it's your monologue. And you and I should be working together.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Get paid.
I've been thumbing all through my thesaurus with nothing to say. What's another word for disaster? Maybe death or decay. Maybe why should I stay? There's a piece of hollowed out ashwood by my old fireside. A dry scrap of kindling with six strings that have never been tried. And it screams of my forgotten dreams and my wounded pride. Well, if fortune favors the bold, then I can't keep hiding out. I won't keep inside. And why should I stay, Lord? Why should I stay? All of my dreams, Lord, have led me astray. I'll be leaving in the morning if you show me the way. And if I'm feeling brave, gather up all my belongings, my pennies and my plans, and dust off the rust from these six strings with suitcase in hand. And I'll drag it all south of the border to the American land. I'll be thumbing my way through the South States, the mountains and the sand, to where it began. Why should I stay, Lord? Why should I stay? All of my dreams, Lord, have led me astray. I'll be leaving in the morning if you show me the way. And if it don't rain, and if I'm feeling brave.
Three from Timmy the Brave right there. You heard Why Should I Stay, Crow River, and Metal. The next act coming up in the old mailbag for Steel City Music is the Gravel Heirs. Yeah, the Gravel Heirs. I think I'm reading that right. Hello, Gunner. Greetings from Vancouver. Had to listen to the Eagle today. Well, that would be the Hawk and not the Eagle, but that's okay. Wish we had one in Vancouver. You probably do have Eagles and Hawks in Vancouver. We have a new album to share, Headlights in the Rearview Mirror. Hope you might give us a spin and the listeners will enjoy a tune or two on your show. Oh, We will definitely check it out. We might qualify under the eclectic tag, though our local paper called us the Canadiana Roots Akin to Blue Rodeo, which is high praise there. This collection, our second release, might reflect roots in alt old country bluegrass blues and a ragtime, which includes a vaudeville number. Okay, and he included the Dropbox link. Okay. Mike Mahoney. Okay. Paul has played with Nico Case Records, Jeremy Albiano. Oh, I know Jeremy. He's a good, cool kid. There you go. All the best, Mark. I love reading through emails and just skimming very quickly. You know, as if we all do it, by the way. There's just so much to absorb. So I got a couple tracks for you. Let's see. Streetcar Line from the Gravel Aries. Also, 3 1/4 Time. And this was that vaudeville track that he mentioned in the email, okay? Vaudeville, 1928, Still and Cold, out of Vancouver, the Gravel Aries, here on Steel City Music.
Well, the hat's well worn and the suit is tattered. Stitched and re-stitched. Never matter. Played the role till the act got old. Torn and faded show poster dangling off the wall. Seen the best and heard the worst of them all. Paint smear on a dressing room mirror, staring back at the faces through the years. They all swore they'd get their break and get out of here. Still and cold, still and cold, still and cold. Musicians, acrobats, jugglers, and magicians. Gaslight to electricity. Horse and buggy to the Model T. Opiums and pantages in all. Big cities, mezzanines and marquees. And names they came to see. Ticket lines that had no end. Still and Kennedy finished his song and dance. Vaudeville never got a second chance. Bought every house he could, sold them all to Hollywood. The crowds thinned out and the lights went down. Music stopped and the curtain dropped on a golden that never came back around. An exit sign has a lonesome glow when it's the brightest light over an empty row. Ain't nobody waiting around no more to see who strolls out that backstage door. Still and cold.
before, now I don't. Missed it in a while, I won't. Could chase it down again, but what for? There's always something else. You want more. Roses grow. They bloom for a while. Seasons turn. In three-quarter time. Pockets, the toonies slipped through. Love and money escaped me. So did you. Did all right without either, you know. Now I sway with the willows in three-quarter time. In three-quarter time, the stars had it right, left before daylight. I'm what an echo looks like, fading. Three quarters.
fair. I spent it all last night up on Frenchman Street. Had me a time with my sweet petite. You can't call it a night on the town. The last call, last round, last dance. Then you watch that moon go. She looked up at me and she whispered kind of sweet and low. She said, y'all don't want to meet my folks today. I suggest you sashay away. So I beat it fast. I didn't stick around. But I told her I'll be back tonight before the sun goes down. I'm waiting on the streetcar line. I got a quarter, got a dime. I'm waiting on a streetcar line. Today is taking its own sweet time. And I know it's gonna get me there. Yeah, I know. Show is moving slow. Back steps and I knocked on the door. I could have seen nobody there through the window, but I heard a little voice from somewhere in the shadow said, sorry son, it might grieve you to know she left with a guy in a Pontiac half an hour ago. Oh no man, just too slow. I got no Pontiac, I got no Tesla, I got no skateboard, nothing at all. I'm waiting on a streetcar line. I've got a $1.35. I'm waiting on a streetcar line. Today is taking its own sweet time, and I know it's gonna get me there. Yeah. Yow, yow, streetcar line. Yeah, the streetcar line. The streetcar line. On the streetcar line.
Is the evergreen forest quiet, peaceful, serene? That is until Bert Raccoon wakes up. Luckily, he has some good friends to help him out. Life would be simple in the forest, except for Cyril Sneer. And his life would be simple, except for the raccoons.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right, that wraps it for the old mailbag. If you have any song requests, that sort of stuff, or you want to do an interview, a chat, tell me what's going on. Let everyone else know what's going on. I'm always up for a chat to help promote your charity or your band or your artwork or whatever that you feel that people should know about. Visit steelcitymusic.ca and click on the old contact form. Also, you can join up to the Steel City Music Facebook group if you're on Facebook. That's what it's titled. So join up and post your music. I think we have over 300 people involved now, so that's kind of cool. And yeah, join up and post your music, that sort of stuff. I'm always sharing it around the web and always playing tunes on my radio show, that sort of thing. So give us a follow on Instagram as well, SCMGram, and you can find us on Twitter at Steel City Music as well. And you can follow Gunner101 or Go Gunner Smith or The Hawk, all those fun social media things. I got to try out this thing that a friend of mine, Sarah, from Sarah's Hotspot blog, last week's show, she turned me on to this Waves plugin, whatever online thing to do for Instagram. So I'm looking at the other screen, going, do I do it now when I'm trying to record the show, or do I just concentrate on doing the show? I think I'll just concentrate on doing the show. Oh my God. I'm just, I think I'm a little tapped out on this Sunday right now that I'm recording for a Friday show. Just a little, just too much on the go, I think, with my brain, and too much news, too much things going through. I think I need to get out and go for a walk. You know, if I'm allowed, I think I'm allowed to go out and get some, we are allowed to go out and get some exercise, right? So we're under a stay-at-home order here in Ontario, Hamilton, Ontario, all of Ontario, actually. So I don't know. I think I'm allowed to get some exercise. Just got to be social distance and wear my mask. Yeah, I'll do all those things. I'm going to go for a walk, I think, in a little bit. Closing out this hour, going through the old internet, I stumbled across some Urge Overkill interview, and I thought it was really great. So I decided to tack on a couple of their tunes to finish out this hour. Enjoy Positive Bleeding, Sister Havana, You'll Be a Woman Soon, which is a Neil Diamond cover. You'll love it, all on Steel City Music. But first up, here's that Q&A with Urge Overkill.
Hello, I'm Piet Levy, music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and tapmilwaukee.com. I'm here with Eddie from Urge Overkill. Pleasure to see you, Eddie.
Nice to see you. Nice to be back in Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are about to go on in like 15 minutes. What is going through your mind 15 minutes before a show?
Well, I'm actually getting ready. We don't have a huge crew at the moment, and okay. I'm hoping everything's going to be great. Usually, for folks you may or may not know, there's a thing called a sound check, but big festivals like this are notorious for not giving you a sound check. You usually get to sit in the theater and play for about an hour and get used to it. But this is the new thing. Everybody plays festivals, and you have to make sure your stuff works, or else you're walking out there and you don't know what you're going to sound like. So it's always a challenge, a very exciting surprise. That first note is a very moment that you don't know what's going to happen. So I'm wondering what's going to happen.
All right, well, hopefully good things will happen. We'll find out soon enough. So it's been about 16 years since the last album. Why is the time right now for a new Urge Overkill album?
Well, we were talking about making a record and for a couple years, and then we actually spent about 4 years making one. So I guess the time, you know, for our first 5 years of playing separately, we decided, we checked it out. We sort of thought we would not ever do it again, but things like that, you see these pronouncements all the time. Never say never, I guess.
Yeah, sure. How would you compare this sound to what you used to do, I guess? Would you say it's just picking up where you left off, or do you see your music in a different light?
That's what people say. Urge is one of those bands that does one thing well, be ourselves. It's guitar rock that is, and we explore all sorts of We don't have one sound, but we are identifiable.
Yep.
And there was nothing broken about our sound. We don't. It really has very little to do with technology or what's going on now. So people do have said that this does sound like a continuation of what we were doing. We figured it's not broken, why fix it?
Sure. And what's it like playing these shows so many years after the last album, being back on the stage doing this?
I'm really, you know, after, it's been a while, but our records tend to be in people's collections, and they're singing the words, and thanks, Urge fans, we really appreciate it. Sticking with us, we made a few records. For some people who like us, we're their favorite band, and we have a lot We have a lot of responsibility to make something great. That's why it took so long.
And then finally, you know, you guys have been really immortalized in Pulp Fiction with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. I mean, it's such a great song and fits so well in that scene. That scene has really lived on all these years. I mean, what's it like to look back at that movie now and to realize that your song was part of a movie that's kind of been seen as a modern masterpiece, a timeless movie in a way?
Well, we couldn't be happier. It does have the... We're being played on a reel-to-reel tape machine, which is kind of vintage sound, and we sort of like to think that we're kind of keeping alive kind of a vintage guitar rock sounds that we really love and can't be improved upon. But we certainly didn't expect when we started the band to enter film history, and we've done so. So we're really happy.
Are there any other directors you would love to have an Urge Overkill song attached to?
Well, certainly Scorsese, there are a lot of them. I like Wim Wenders.
Yeah.
Man, I just, I love film, you know. There's too many to mention.
Sure, but those are some good names. So.
Great.
Eddie, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
And break a leg, but not literally, of course.
Right on.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Your kind. You never get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find.
101.5, The Hawk.
Morty, wake up. We're in a Carl's Jr. Hardee's commercial right now. I'd like you to meet some characters. Thick Burger El Diablo.
Rick, I don't want to be in a commercial. It's 4 in the morning. I got a big test tomorrow.
Too bad, Morty. I'd like you to meet All Natural Burger.
Ouch, ouch.
It'll help you relax, Morty. Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
I need to get sleep.
Jalapeno Thick Burger.
They're getting sauce all over my bed.
These guys are cool.
Hey, put that down.
Tex-Mex Bacon Thick Burger coming up.
Stuff. Rick, they're stealing stuff.
You're listening to Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Some Forgotten Rebels right there. Sounds of the Hammer. The name of my old radio show back in the day on C101.5 FM. Sounds of the Hammer with Gunner. But this show is called Steel City Music with Gunner. Heard every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. I miss the Forgotten Rebels. I used to go to see them, their shows all the time down at the St. Hollywood. I used to love actually doing the live to airs. I used to do Faster and Louder, and Mickey would come to the back and explain to me while the band was playing as we were broadcasting over the air about conspiracy theories and how he could disprove them. And I just miss that. I don't know what made me think of that, but I just really miss it. It's like, because he's a whole other, he's a show within a show, really he is, Mickey from the Rebels. So I just found out. A friend of mine, well, you would say if you just found him, he's a friend of yours, is he really truly a friend? Well, he is a friend. He's a great guy. His name is Ian Hassel, and he was in a band called The Wet Spots, and now he's in The Letdowns. And Ian, I've known since the early 90s when The Wet Spots would play the Corktown when I was a kid, and I used to book.